And welcome into the Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight. This week, we are talking with sophomore softball player Elsie Cook as the Golden Eagles open the 2024 spring season coming up this weekend in Jacksonville. So, Elsie Cook, I think you called yourself a softball junkie off the air. Got to be pretty excited. The spring sports season is here. Softball season opens up on Saturday in Jacksonville for you. So, what are kind of the emotions for you as you begin year number two?
So, I'm so excited to be given the opportunity to once again play for Mercer County. Like, just to be able to play in high school is a blessing. And just leading up to right now, we've done the team that us girls on this team have really done a lot to prepare for this, right? Sectional, a regional championship is not enough. A sectional outing, not enough, okay? So we are just trying to grow the program right now. We have multiple little girls coming out. Especially at my house, we have a kind of batting shed, a makeshift machine shed. I'm sure my parents are super happy that that's what we made it into. But it's a batting cage and it's a pitching lane. And we actually, I had three girls out there last night. And, you know, it's just right now what we're trying to do is leave the program better than we started.
So you mentioned there the work that you've kind of put in, you know, in the off season. Freshman year, like you mentioned, winning a regional championship for the first time in school history last year. So can you kind of walk us through for you, like, what softball has looked like from, you know, the loss to Rock Ridge in the sectional last year to now, you know, game number one in Jacksonville this week?
So, of course, we had the summer season where my travel team made an outing down in Nashville. But I also know that so many other girls in this area did the exact same thing. So that's definitely not enough for me to just say, oh yeah, I played travel ball. But travel ball does help. Let me plug travel ball here for a minute. Travel ball does help. But there are so many really great softball players in this area, and it has been a joy to watch them over the summer. Like, we'll go to some of Gabby Dean's from Ridgewood. We'll go to some of her games. We'll go to some, well, we, of course, we'll go to like Kendra Lewis's and all that, and so many other great people. But just softball in this area since the last season has just grown tremendously, and we have so many kids really getting into it, and that's a really blessing to see.
Well, you were a big part, obviously, of that regional championship team and the regional title win, too, being the winning pitcher last year. So can you kind of put, like, into words what that meant? I mean, like we said, winning a regional for the first time in school history and program history in softball, pretty big deal. You said, you know, we want more than that, but that's step one, I suppose.
Right.
So what did that mean last year? Can you put that into words, you think?
So it was, of course, one of the best experience I've had in my 16 years of life. But also, Michael Jordan, who I believe is the GOAT, anytime he won a ring, he would always put up, so his first ring, he put up two fingers because he wanted another ring. So that's kind of my ideology about it. Like, okay, I love that we had that opportunity, but let's win two. Let's win three. Let's go more.
So a successful freshman year for you, you know, both individually and then obviously team-wide too. Can you give us kind of an outlook on what the 2024 season looks like? I know a lot of returning talent. You lose, you know, an All-State player in Maddie Frieden, but outside of that, everybody else in the starting lineup is back. So can you kind of look forward to what this year looks like, you know, kind of personnel-wise and then maybe team goals too?
Yeah, so the Eagles fans that come out, they are going to see kind of deja vu on our corners, I'm for sure. And we also have some really great new talent coming in there. And then, right, we're going to have new position players, right, trying to adjust to losing Maddie Frieden, one of the best to lace up her cleats as a Golden Eagle. And then in the outfield, right, we're going to have – it's going to be really, really fun to see how people react to it. So I always tell my field that I don't deserve them. And this year there's more truth to that than ever. They are just, I can't believe them. They've pulled off some crazy things and I'm so, so excited.
So entering your sophomore season, I guess, how much more comfortable do you feel like having the first year of high school softball under your belt, kind of knowing what you can expect? I know you've played a ton of softball growing up, but still kind of, I would say, probably a little uncertain going into your freshman year just because it's something new. So you have the experience. How much do you think that helps coming into 2024?
I think experience always helps, and we have a very experience-heavy team. With experience comes softball IQ, and, I mean, IQ can win games at points. And just to have so many girls that have played for so many games, especially in high school ball, we have 5 graduating seniors. That's just an IQ. The team IQ, the higher it can get, the better we'll be.
Like we said earlier, I think I called you a softball encyclopedia before you called yourself a junkie when you sat down. So obviously, I think the area very strong year in and year out. I think there's a pretty obvious program that's been at the top over the past, 10 or so years. But can you give us like a little bit of a rundown of what the area looks like and who you think, probably some of the better teams you'll face will be? So you can't say Mercer County. You got to give credit to some of the other schools around here.
I was going to say, I might be a tad biased, but I think that West Central has Addie Seitz coming back. I think it's her senior year this year, and she'll be a really exciting player to watch. They have a really strong infield and outfield, and it's always really fun to play them. Ridgewood, that will be a game. If you want to come out to a Golden Eagles game, Ridgewood and West Central will be the LTC games of the year. And of course, Eagles. And then we have the elephant in the room, which is the Rockridge Rockets. They graduated Peyton Brown last year, along with some other key players like McKaylin Hofer. But this year, I know never to back down. Of course, they still have Kendra Lewis. It feels like she has never graduated. Right. It feels like she's been there for 20 years. And then they have like Taylor Dietrich and Morgan Hofer, who are going to be extremely helpful in their run this year. And then we, of course, have so many other players in the area that are just putting in the work. So there will be Cinderella teams and sleeper teams that I'll look back on this and be like, oh my, I was so, how did I not mention you right now? But yeah.
So you mentioned some of the schools in the conference and then some of the schools in the area there. So when you look at like the schedule for you this year, anything specifically really kind of like stick out that you're really looking forward to getting to play against a team or getting to experience something?
I think one of the sleeper teams this year, mark my words, will be Allman High School. I know Cindy Ganahl personally. She will be their pitcher this year. And she has been putting in a lot of work. And I'm really excited to play them. And I'm excited to see how we match up against them because I think they're a lot like us. And I think they have a lot of the same skill sets as us. So I think it will be an even battlefield, and I want to see who comes out on top.
All right, so as we wrap up with you today, I want to give you an opportunity. I think you're such like a great promoter of the program and of the game of high school softball as a whole too. So like for people listening to this who maybe, last year didn't come to a softball game, why should someone come and watch the Mercer County Golden Eagles in softball in 2024?
So I want to widen that into why should somebody come watch a women's sports game? So I believe in the Caitlin Clark effect. So Caitlin Clark, if you do not know her, then you're the problem.
Right.
Okay. So she is a player for the Iowa women's basketball team. Will go first player in the draft this year. And she is changing the sport as we know it. And she's changing women's sports as we know it. I have just seen a total shift in women's sports and how we portray them. I follow ESPN on Instagram, and I've never seen so many women's sports being promoted. I've followed women's basketball almost my whole life. I've come from a very basketball-heavy family, and I've never, ever seen anything like this. So just come out to a women's sports program, come watch a game, watch a rerun on TV of Caitlin Clark making logo threes, okay? Because they're on there. That's the craziest thing. And us Mercer County girls, right, we are just playing the game that we love, right? So if you want to come out and see people that are really enjoying something and, of course, promoting women's sports and women in sport, just come out, see girls doing what they love, right? Because this is a huge opportunity and we are in the renaissance of women's sports.
So who has a better jump shot than Caitlin Clark or Cash Cook?
Oh. You know what? We'll see how that plays out. Ask me again in 10 years.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure I will. So, all right, that's Mercer County sophomore Elsie Cook. Golden Eagles open the 2024 softball season Saturday in Jacksonville. Elsie, thanks so much for coming in and talking this morning. Enjoy your school day and enjoy the 2024 softball season.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.